First, please.
Yes, my name's Stephanie Meyer, and I am the executive assistant and deputy clerk for the city of Moorhead. Michelle unfortunately had a conference today, so she's out, so I'm just stepping in just for today.
So she's warned you about us already, then?
She just handed me the stuff yesterday, and she said it should be a pretty easy meeting.
Okay. Thanks.
What does she know? You shouldn't have said that.
We have no guests, so Stephanie, would you do a roll call, please?
Yes. Excuse me if I don't say your names correctly. Julian Dahlquist.
Present.
Doug Fagerly.
Here.
Michael Friesen.
Here.
Angelique Gehring. Athena Grasick.
Here.
Ron Hageman.
Here.
And Russ Hansen is absent today. Tom Krabanoff. Darvin Landa.
Here.
James Steen.
Here.
And Ken Tangen is absent. Bradley.
Back to Angelique.
Hi, sorry.
Bradley Vesta.
Here.
Eldon Woolman.
Here.
Okay. And no guests, like you said, so we're good to go.
So we're in good shape. Russ is gone this time, so as vice chair, I'm going to step in and try to run this again. Do we have the audio working this time?
We do.
Okay. I know we had a little problem last time. So. Have you had a chance to review the minutes of the December 9th meeting? And if so, would someone like to move acceptance?
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. Moved by Julian, second by Mike. Reason. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Let's see. Okay, I don't believe there's any reports of the chair, officers, commissions, or committees at this point. John, nothing's coming up, has come up for you, okay? Public comment, see no one. Unfinished business, see nothing. New business. We got a couple things on there. I think the right place to bring some of this other stuff up is before we go to the approval of the annual report, election of officers. I've got several things I'd like to just throw out to visit about. Probably at the next meeting, I'd rather not do any action items today. I'd like to be able to think about it for a couple months or however long it takes. One thing is, Michelle mentioned that we should be able to meet up at City Hall from now on for these meetings. It was just a conflict for today. I think we talked about that last time. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold going. And one other thing that we talked about last time, and again, we should not do any action on it at this point. We had talked about more intense minutes, and we really do want Michelle here for legal explanations on why that's a risky thing for her to do. Yes?
I have a question. Do you mean intense or do you mean detailed?
Detailed. Yeah, intense was the word that was used in the minutes.
But right, I know, and I actually was going to say something, but we didn't get a call for discussion, so I couldn't mention that there were, the word probably is detailed in the minutes.
No, it's definitely, it was detailed, but I think the word was used.
I think we did
all
use intense,
yeah.
Right, but I just wanted to clarify for
right,
future.
Thanks.
Okay, detailed.
And as it is, you know, we have a couple of choices. We can leave it as it is. We can hire a stenographer if we choose to, which is a cost. At that point, Michelle wouldn't have to be here probably. We could ask the council to change it for us to have more detail. They will not, I don't believe, because of legal ramifications, the way I understand it, with what the city clerks have been told of. How much they say. If they say something and, you know, a meeting later someone has gotten a lot of heat from the constituents, and they say, well, I didn't say that, Well, yes, you did, it's right here. Well, I didn't say it that way, so it gets to be one of those deals, I think, so we need to think about that, or, like...
On that, I think one of the, part of that conversation was the fact, the reason that we were looking at moving to the city hall was because of better audio equipment, and so there would be more detailed audio in the context that it was done in, due to the fact of the, like you had stated with, if the minutes are written out, if it's not complete, you don't know the context of it.
Right.
And so I think the combination of the abbreviated minutes that we currently get, along with a high-quality audio, rather than a table recording device like that, that's not gonna pick up everybody's voice. I think that's what was gonna satisfy. That's where I was left with that last meeting, is where I was left with, where that was gonna go.
The other, one other thing we could do too is have one of our own take the notes. I guess that's one thing we do.
And just to add on to Michael's comments there, and that was the main reason, I think, was the quality of the audio, because sometimes that doesn't pick up. But the other reason, I think, is, and we discussed this, was when you're doing audio recordings versus voice recordings, and that was the reason we decided to have Robert's Rules of Order included in this. It's hard to know who's speaking on an audio tape, where if you follow Robert's Rules of Order, the chair can recognize Jim Steen or recognize, you know, Michael Friesen, you know. And then that way, if somebody is listening to the audio, they know who is talking, and it's not a bunch of mumble jumble.
Right, and they know the inflection and everything else, right?
Exactly,
yep. And that's kind of what I just written down here. This kind of dovetails into this discussion on Robert's Rules, which we talked about. In the past, I prefer informal meetings. However, I think it's better to run it formally with Robert's Rules, where, and I don't care how we do it, we can, you know, if you're going to speak, Jim, you can say this is Jim Steen or the chair or whatever. But we need to assure ourselves that everyone is heard, and there's no interruptions, and that everybody is heard before a person has a chance to have a second opinion. I really did like these the cheat sheet that Michelle sent out for us too. I think it's a good deal. Do we want to? That one we should decide like probably starting next meeting or a little bit this meeting. Do we want to follow Robert's Rules a little closer? I think last time we talked about it. This time we kind of decided that we would make a decision. Does anybody want to weigh in on it?
I think Robert's Rules helps create order and system. It does, if the chair is consistent about recognizing who's going to speak for an audio, then I think the level of minutes that we take are sufficient. They take account of every actionable discussion and the end results, which is what minutes are supposed to do.
Right.
So I think that they're good. And, you know, Robert's Rules is a guideline. If there's some level of ease within there, I think that would be fine.
I think, I would say that would be the right way to go. It'll have to be, no matter who the chair is, we'll have to have a learning curve for that person, because sometimes people don't know all the ins and outs. But that's why John Shockley is here, right? Yeah. Ron?
So in conjunction with moving the meetings to a better audio-equipped room and adopting Robert's Rules of Order, this would then take care of what you're concerned about, is that right?
Pretty much,
I think. Okay. And I would concur. I think that would be a reasonable process. I don't think it's necessary for the secretary to take detailed notes, since I'm the secretary.
Okay. Before I get into the further topics for the June 8th meeting, I would like to mention it appears as though the City Council and Maury Public Service is having a little snit again. I don't know if anybody read the article about the nuclear option did I say that right? Nuclear, nuclear.
You did, thank you.
Nuclear option.
Yeah. It's just a following thing from what we have run through with when it started with the fire hydrant, the amount of money and some of this other stuff. I did like, I don't want to use a name, but I will in this case, I like Steve Gert's maturity where he said, can't we just act like adults? That's kind of a little common sense would go a long ways. And we know the public service has got their turf, and we know the city also sometimes like to rein them in a little bit and stuff, but I don't know that we're ever going to get in a position where we can or should even have an opinion. That's sticking our nose in probably where it doesn't belong, but it is kind of disheartening to see this continue year after year. Athena?
I was just going to say that it's not a matter of sticking our nose in. It was the last meeting wherein we talked about terms and limits and how that process works. That really is the key to resolving problems of this sort. You know, and again, I think we'd agreed it fell to the city council to enforce those rules. Am I correct?
Correct.
So it's unfortunate that this is happening, but I don't see that this commission has much to say or do about it other than helping to clarify what the city guidelines are in terms of the charter.
Right. Try to be a watchdog if we can or whatever if it gets to that point. Any other opinions on that? Yes?
Oh, we're back to the term situation again.
Yeah,
I think, to some degree.
Yeah, we weren't going to talk about that.
I know. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
It's terms.
Hey, John, would you like to say anything at all about this, or you like to silence on this issue, I assume?
My comment is that I think the paper may have embellished some of the comments at the meeting. I think that the description of the nuclear option was simply one council member's comment, much as this group comments on different proposals. It wasn't intended to be this is what we're going to do. I don't want to speak for the council member, but I don't think it was intended that this is our plan moving forward. And they are now working on some type of hopeful resolution regarding land policies. They also have some other discussion points, and they're trying to work through what I would call a political policy solution. It's not really a legal question. They have to figure out term limits, they have to figure out policy, and that sort of the council and MPS commissioners are going to have to come to some political agreement.
Yeah, I think most people, as they read articles, try to take it with a grain of salt, so it's good to hear that it might have been embellished a little bit. Brad?
The thing that I was looking at last night, when it comes to the Public Service Commission, it's not so much the term limits or the terms, it's more of, after reading through, like, on the charter side of it, there is a way it doesn't say that they can't, it doesn't say they can, but they could make it where the council can appoint themselves, because it doesn't say that they can't serve consecutively, or not consecutively, but basically they can't not be on the council. And so I'm glad that you brought it up about what was in the paper, because I was going to maybe say that we should maybe invite Bill Schwant to the next meeting to actually open the discussion about where the actual general manager of Moore Public Service, who is not on the commission, but what his concerns are with even just the thought of a council member throwing it out that they could, why don't we just take over the Public Service Commission, because with the way Moore Public Service was set up and the Public Service Commission and being separated from the city, having the city council basically take over Moorhead Public Service isn't really the way it should be. And my personal feeling is there needs to be something that's basically, you know, is out there that says you can't be on the Public Service Commission and be on the council. You can be a past council member, a future council member, but to basically be able to appoint yourself shouldn't be able to happen.
And the way it is right now, they could do that.
It doesn't say they can't.
Right. John?
It's a sort of a policy discussion right now. I think historically there's never been a council member on the MPS commission at the same time. You may want, and this is, you guys are fully able to do whatever you want, but they're really having in-depth policy level discussions right now, and I don't know how involved do you want to get yourself into that policy discussion.
I would agree. I think we should, you know, maybe step back for 3 months until June, see where it is, and maybe revisit it. I hate to use the word antagonize, but I don't want to antagonize anybody. They got enough stuff on their plate that they don't. That's just a personal opinion, but I hear what you're saying. Other discussion on the SNP?
I think it would be good, Brad, to hear his comments, but I concur that if we do that, we're inserting ourselves right smack in the middle, and we have had bullseyes on our back before, and it's not a lot of fun. And at this stage, I don't think it's necessary. They'll most likely get it figured out down the road, but I do think that there is structural problems here that have to be eventually addressed by somebody, and that probably is us.
That would probably be something, do you recall exactly where in the bylaws or whatever in the charter that would be, so we could, maybe everybody could probably read up on it if we're going to revisit it?
It's in section 1203, subdivision 1, where it, in that section, like under membership, there, it says, basically it states everything that, you know, commissioners do to, that are appointed by the council, but at no point does it say council members cannot serve. Which basically says you can appoint anybody, and it doesn't say you but yourself.
Right. Okay, well, I think that's, is that something that we would like to talk about next time? Or do we just want to take a step back and bring it up under unfinished, or do we want to?
I would take a step back and put it under unfinished and see where things end up before June. And the reason why, like, it kind of stood out to me is because over the course of the last year, I feel like the more and more pressure the council seems to be putting on more public service, where, and this is outside of our bounds, but it's every time the city seems to need more revenue, and instead of raising taxes the way they should, they tell more public service, increase your utilities so we can have more money out of your fund. And that's not really, I mean, that's not for our discussion, but when you have a council member that comes up, basically just, even whether it's just thrown out there, you know, well, why don't we just take over the more public service commission? So basically now the city would control our rates, they would control the utilities, the land purchases, land transfers between the city and more public service. And basically, when you look at every city around us, the utilities for the cities around us aren't controlled by the city. And to have the city in control of not only setting your rates and, you know, purchasing land and other stuff, it just makes me nervous to have it set up where the council can have control of both.
Okay.
But I think that it's something that needs to be discussed at a later date, like you guys are saying. It's not something that needs to be tackled now or should be tackled now, but to see where it goes in the next 3 months.
Well, we can put it on the agenda under unfinished, and we can just kind of go right by it if everything's hunky-dory.
Right.
But I think, and that'll give us everybody a chance to read the particular part you're talking about. Jim?
Just to add to that statement, I think you know, that may be an item that we would want to look at. I mean, and that's a charter change, basically, or an addendum to it. And that's something we may definitely want to look at, is to make, you know, because having that separate commission is very important, and I think it worked well in that, and they did this charter or this transfer agreement about a year and a half ago. And the people I've talked to on Maury Public Service and the council people I've talked to both feel like they didn't get a good deal. So if both sides don't feel like they got a good deal, it's probably a good deal. I like the fact that that's separated, and maybe we should look at it so to make sure that it is always separated. And so it could be an item for discussion. I would have no problem with that.
Well, as I read it, all it takes is 1 ounce of common sense to understand what that thing says. And if we've got council people out there that don't understand that, we get them off of there. Beyond the election. I hate to start the monkey with the charter, any changes, but these people represent the public service in Moorhead City. They represent the same constituents. Why are they stirring it? Just get along. Just a little ounce of common sense would go a long way. They can't control. Some people want to control everything. Spelled out in the charter, you don't control, you work together. And it's just that simple. Why they keep stirring at it and can't sit down and talk about it, I have no idea.
It's the nature of the beast. Ron?
Again, the problem, I think, is because we have people, we have entrenchment. The city council, some of those members, they can only serve so long anyway, the city council. Is that correct? There's a term that's there.
No,
they're not terms. Okay, I'm sorry. Take that back. There hasn't been a lot of retention of council members over a long period of time, put it that way. So there's been some movement there, but not so on the power commission. And I think it's the old power grab. Who's in charge here? And they can't, and because you've got that, they can't get along. If you had constant movement within reason, I think you would have both sides relate. Power commission, they have to know what they're doing. I grant that. And it's fine that we've got people there that really know what they're doing. But they've been doing it for a long time. And that's part of the problem. On the city council, you've got, I would assume, people there that know what they're doing as well, reasonably well. And that's good too. But then you're also starting to see a little bit of entrenchment there. So then you've got that power structure, and that can't go on.
But the reason there is a long continuous of someone serving on there is strictly up to the council. They can reappoint you. If you serve 1 year, they can remove you and take you off of there. You're not in there. It's their appointment. They can do what they want. So they can blame the Public Service Commission or somebody else, but it's the people who appoint these people that are responsible for them, and they can change them. It's spelled out there. They've got all the authority to control it the way they want to.
And they have done that. They have removed people
yes,
after
they
one.
Yeah. And it just has happened, and it's just a lack on their part, and they want to complain, and there's no reason to complain because they all got the authority to do it. And they can blame that, well, this guy served too long. It isn't. I've got it served too long. He serves at their wishes, and that's all that's to it.
Athena?
I have to agree with Darvin. We talked about this last time. This charter only goes so far. It lays out the ground rules. After that, it's a political decision on the part of city council to allow somebody to remain in a position for 2 years or 20 years. So I don't know that changing the charter would be sufficient unless we were able to change it in a way that took away the power of the city council members individually to appoint or to ignore appointments as long as they want it. I mean, really, that comes down to it, seems to me.
Jim?
Well, I guess I wasn't saying anything about term limits or changing this. I was just saying that if you wanted to have a discussion about taken away that nuclear option, you know, that would be a discussion, you know. But, you know, that's all I was saying.
Okay. Well, we'll continue that, Bradley.
Kind of reiterate Jim's point. The thing that, like Jim said, it's not so much the term limits that really makes me nervous either. It's more the fact that to have a city council that can go to the Moorhead Public Service Commission and Moorhead Public Service and say, you need to raise your rates because we need more money in the fund that we take from for certain improvements. If you have it where the city council can appoint themselves, you basically can have a city council that will say, well, we need money so we can increase your rates from 10 cents a kilowatt hour to 12 cents a kilowatt hour. And then I don't know if you guys saw the article about the H&S contracting trying to purchase land, where if the city council was in charge of the Moorhead Public Service Commission and the land transfer, you basically would have had a situation where they could have said, well, we're going to take this land, and having it set up where they can have the power of both is what would concern me. It's not so much who's, like, term limits and stuff like that, it's just the fact that having the city council in control of a power utility company that they want to use their increased revenue as basically a tax base, to me, is not right. And just the fact that somebody threw out the option of, well, why don't we just have the nuclear option take over, it's worth discussing. It's not something we need to answer now, but it's a discussion that I think will have to be made.
I think everybody have a chance to kind of mull this around. We can talk about it June 8th, but go ahead.
Well, it's spelled out in the charter, and it's been there forever, that the city council can take a percentage. It's already stated that they can take a percentage of the revenue of the electric board of profit. And the thing is it the total income, or is it?
Gross or net.
Yeah. And that's where the discussion is. Mm-hmm. Is they got to come up with a formula that they're going to take it out of the net or the gross. And that makes a lot of difference. But the utility needs a reserve because they plan out, not like the city council that I've seen lately, they plan day to day. That the public service can't do that. They got to go 20, 25 years out to look at
infrastructure.
And so they have to have a reserve on the water and also on the
electric.
And they got to keep up with what's changing, the technology, the new equipment. So they got to have a reserve, and you just can't keep grabbing their reserves.
Yeah.
And it's got to be set up someday. That's what the city and the public service have got to work out.
Yeah, I think John had a point here.
The city and MPS had entered into an agreement about a year and a half ago. It's a long-term agreement. The amount of revenue that the city is taking is less than what's authorized by the charter. They came to an agreement on how to adjust it yearly, and it seems to be working. I think they've resolved that issue. There's just some other issues that they're attempting to work through resolving right now. I just want to emphasize, I think what you're reading in the paper, maybe the paper maybe trying to write articles to sell more articles, that I think the council members want to work through a resolution, and I think MPS wants to work through a resolution, and just they have to roll up their sleeves and come to a resolution of the issues.
Like I said, I think we'll expand on this a little bit at the next meeting under unfinished business, and kind of weigh in on it and see which direction this may be taking, hopefully north instead of south, I guess. So. Okay, that was one item that we can discuss for next meeting. Does anybody have anything else? I've got a couple of items here, but if somebody
else... Do we need a motion to put that on?
I don't think we need a motion to put it on the agenda, do we? As long as we're all here.
Yeah, if it's just kind of an update, to be frank, if you put it on the agenda, you may get an audience on both sides.
That's a good point.
I'll just be frank with you.
I'm not afraid of that.
Would you give me an official title for that item?
Pardon me?
Would you give me an official title for that item?
But can we just keep it under unfinished business and with no title? Would that make more sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could just. Okay.
Sounds good.
A little subterfuge, never hurt anybody.
There you go. Right. Well, we didn't mean to be that, I don't think. But, okay, anybody else got anything before I... Okay, one thing I did want to say, a little bit we talked about last time, too, that is if we have no newsworthy items, I mean, if we have no items to go over, we will not have a meeting, okay? I mean, everybody knows that, but there's a few things that have kind of caught my eye, and I don't know if everybody has their bylaws of the Charter Commission. If not, I will give you the section, item, and page number, and just kind of a little heads up. Again, this is under the Moorhead Charter bylaws. First thing I'd like to talk about just a little bit is under membership for the Charter Commission, which is membership. Oops, I'm sorry. I got to look at something else here. I'm sorry, the first one I want to talk about is under item 4, meetings of the commission. Excuse me. Item B, page 3 there. You can just jot it down if you don't want to look at it. No, but basically it says an annual meeting shall be held each February. At this annual meeting, the commission shall elect officers and set meetings. Well, that's fine and dandy, but if the last several years we've been meeting in March. So, and I'm not nitpicking, I'm just suggesting maybe we want to have it correct. Maybe we want to change it. Both there, and then when you turn the next page, it's under officers, under election of officers A, and number 2, be elected for 1-year terms at the annual meeting in February. That's the second place, I believe. And this is just housekeeping. Change it to March. Go ahead.
Would we just change the verbiage of that to the first meeting of the year?
We could do that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any way to get it off, you know, dead set. And the other thing is there's some place in here where it says we shall meet 4 times a year. And that's the other thing I was saying. If we don't have stuff to talk about, I don't think there's any technical reason we have to meet 4 times. So that's something we may want to look at too, is removing, well, you know, we could say something that will meet as often as necessary. Last year we had, 6-7 meetings? So, okay, that was 1. And then section 3, which is membership, page 3 again, and item F. Now, I might get myself in a little trouble here, but I have an issue with anybody being on the Charter Commission if they miss 4 consecutive meetings. We only meet 4 times a year. I mean, I know work happens, I know sickness happens, but I'd like everybody to think a little bit about if we want to leave the verbiage in there, 4 consecutive meetings without being excused, they shall be replaced. If, you know, I'd like to just talk about it. I mean, most people come here prepared. I like that. Ready for discussion, which is good. Most people, when they're not going to be able to make it, have been calling Michelle, which is good. And this is just something that hopped out at me. I don't know what anybody else's opinion is, but it's something I'd like to talk about next time. No action this time.
This just popped out at me when I had my surgery and couldn't make the meeting. I asked to be excused, and I was told there are no excused absences.
Well,
so I guess if we're going to say that we can be excused, we need to clarify what that means.
The other 12 of us would consider that excused when you have surgery. I know what you're saying, no excused absences, but you know, I mean, like I said, I know work happens, okay. Sickness happens. I mean, if sleeping in happens, that's normal. You know, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like I say, we don't need that often. Anyway, it's just something we can talk about eventually.
I think 4 is a bit excessive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much, even if we're not meeting every quarterly, 4 is a bit excessive. You know,
to put an exact number on it underneath that, like, you know, as opposed to that, I couldn't give you an idea, but I do, I mean, that sound, you're missing an entire year,
right,
at you know, of meetings. That's, I don't know, seems a bit excessive.
Doug, are we talking consecutively?
Well, that's what it says.
Oh, boy.
That's what it says. I just am throwing this out so we
right.
can talk about it. You're probably reading my mind here. Like, if it was 3 out of 4 of a year, I'd probably be a little cranky. But, you know, it says 4 consecutive. Leave it up to you guys what you'd like to do, Angelique.
You know, it seems that it would be somewhat the respectful way to go about it, to offer that person the opportunity to resign if potentially life has shown them that potentially they can't keep up with their responsibilities.
Right.
I feel like cutting somebody's, you know, pulling in the hook would be a little bit abrasive, but having a conversation with that person, hey, look, we understand and thank you for your service, but do you think maybe that this isn't something that you're able to keep up with?
Right.
That would seem like a more adult way to go about it.
I totally agree. But this is just something, you know, we should think about a little bit and decide which, and we don't have to change it. I'm just saying it's something that kind of bugs me, you know, so. Julian.
Two things. One, I guess this would be more of a point of clarification. Are you seeking action on this today?
Absolutely not. That's what I said before.
Okay.
No action today. This is just for stuff for you and so we have time to think about it.
Well, that kind of takes away from my second one.
Okay. Okay. One thing I did want to mention, in talking to Michelle, she had briefly mentioned standard operating procedure last time, that she was going to do some presenting to the city council, and John, you might have to help me here on the operating procedure. Was it a little bit like getting people put onto committees and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's been a little bit of discomfort with what had been suggested, so it's kind of still up in the air. Is that a fair statement? So Michelle said she would talk about it briefly, because we've been concerned about appointments, and she said she would talk about it briefly at the June meeting, so I think that'd be good for us to get a little bit of an update on that. And then I've got a specific question for Mr. Shockley. What is the difference between, I'm loading the question if I ask it that way, but that's okay. What is the difference between a citizens advisory group and the Moorhead Charter Commission? With us being appointed and certified, blah, 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 by the district court. I couldn't answer that when I was asked it the other day.
That's a great question. The resolution that the city council passed back in 1987 treated all appointments to any group other than elected positions as citizen advisory.
Okay.
That's a sort of a council, that resolution, the council imposed it upon themselves. It's not imposed by the charter. The council can change it at any time. That issue was briefly discussed at their retreat, and there's a the future committee, the whole discussion will occur about possible changes to that resolution.
Okay.
Because there was one, there was some questions raised about the term limits that they imposed within that resolution and how that's working, and I think they want to talk about it more.
Okay. Anyway, that's some of the stuff that I think we should visit about next time. Stephanie, did you kind of get a thumbnail of that, or we can talk
mm-hmm.
afterwards?
Yep.
Okay. One more time, is there anything anybody else would like to talk about next June? I mean, again, today we no action. We've got a couple action items here, but Jim?
Well, maybe we can clean up one of these today. This first one we talked about just changing the wordage in our bylaws. Is that something we can, John, is that something we can make a motion and change today on the bylaws?
No, I think you need to submit them prior to the meeting for formal approval.
Okay, because I think that's, I mean, pretty simple just to change the verbiage on that. But
if you would like, I can make the proposed changes, get them submitted to the group so that you could do it at the next meeting.
So we can vote on it.
All right.
If you're comfortable with that, those.
Would you prefer to clarify that change?
The change would be changing it, the verbiage in the bylaws from election of officers at the February meeting to the first meeting of the fiscal year or whatever, annual year or whatever, whatever proper verbiage would be. I think there's, I think Doug pointed out two places in the bylaws where it states that.
Yeah, it's under officers, 5A, 2, and 4B.
I think that'd be a simple housekeeping thing.
Could we suggest that the change of wording be to within the first 3 months of the first quarter of the new year? That would give us some leeway, because then it could stay in March or it could be in February, depending on the situation and times, because things change from year to year sometimes.
Well, that'd be fine too, but like you said, if we say first meeting of the year, it doesn't matter if it's January, February, March, April. That kind of covers it.
Mm.
Instead of going quarterly.
If we don't have anything to discuss in March, then if we have our first meeting in April, that would fall, you know, outside of a quarter.
I see what you're saying, though.
Do you really want the first meeting of the year to be in June?
Well, you know, that first meeting,
if there is no agenda items, it might be first weekend.
But, you know, well, actually, there is agenda items, because there are agenda items, because that's the officer elections.
Right. We're also falling into flood season, though, and heaven forbid something like it happens, and, you know, and weather related or whatnot, and our. Let's just hypothetically say that our first meeting of the year gets postponed or canceled. Then if we reschedule it for a month later, we could be falling outside the first quarter.
First meeting of the year, though. First
we could do that. We don't need to put one in the quarterlies.
Or we could just meet in February.
That could happen, too. That's just, I like the first meeting of the year, because that kind of takes care of it. You know, and as we were talking, does somebody know where it says four meetings a year? Or was that, did I dream that?
No. Membership 3, section F.
No, I'm talking about the Charter Commission shall meet 4 times a year.
Oh.
This is a little bit different. I don't see that any place here. We'll talk about it next time. We're not gonna beat it to death now.
So the only bylaws change you want John to submit is the first meeting of the year change?
Right. I think we need to discuss, you know, what we would may do with fellow Charter Commission members. I think we need to discuss that a little bit more, and hopefully I don't want to do any changing until we talk about one more time. This was just thrown at everybody today. Let's talk about it. I mean, it's been that way for 100 years. What's the difference if we wait 3 more months? Go ahead, Jim.
And that's true, but I guess the only thing would be is if we ask John to make these changes, then it's on the agenda and we can't do it next month. You know, if it's on the agenda, like you said, it should be on the agenda. I mean, if it's just, and not saying that we have to pass it, you know, but at least it's on the agenda and we can vote on it then. And we have that at least month or two to think about it.
Okay, Angelique?
And going back to the question of missed meetings and whatnot, I think it also would affect terms and how we would address that. If someone is respectfully, you know,
unable.
And how does that affect their standing? Have they fulfilled a term? Is that their term, and then they only are potentially qualify for serving another term, maybe when things settle down or whatever, when life is different? You know, it isn't just, you know, their position of the future. It has some ramifications, and you know, you want to make sure that we're doing the business we need to do, but at the same time be as respectful that we're all in this, we're all choosing to be in this, and nobody wants to miss 3 or 4 meetings. But having that conversation where, you know what, you know, we've got stuff we have to do, and should we maybe, would you like to resign?
you know, and how that affects going forward. I there's probably needs to think about that as well.
I wouldn't know how we could word that one. John, there's no way we could word that without being specific. We can't give it an umbrella. We're going to talk about this and do something. I know we can't do that. You would have to say, this is what Charter Commission is thinking about doing with this item, right?
Yeah, for a change in the bylaws, your bylaws provide you need to submit the proposed amendment at least 2 weeks prior to the adoption of the amendment to the group. So if you guys wanted to discuss it, you come up with what you want to change, I can change it and then submit it to you, and then you can vote on it.
But that kind of...
Mike?
But so we're talking about a couple things that I'm pointing up. We're talking about how many times we have to meet a year. It was one of the things that was brought up. The other thing that was brought up is missing as a member of the commission, missing four times. That, I mean, we're talking about two different things.
Oh yeah,
that was brought
yeah,
up
those here. Are two
so
different things.
Regarding the point of missing four times, or how does that affect your status down the road to be on the board? I think what we went through last year regarding board members and terms is pretty defined. I mean, if you were appointed, that's kind of, you're pretty much, once your term is up, you're not. I don't know if we want to, you know, as much as I enjoy our meetings, the way it is set up right now is you serve your term, you're done, but if you want to put in a thing of absentee for extending a term, clouding that up.
No, I don't think anybody's talking about that. I think it's more like Angelique was saying, you know, if somebody's got conflicts in their world, just, you know, somebody go to them, and whether it be Michelle or whoever, and if you can't, you know, if you're not unable to fulfill this, do you want to resign? And we'll, you know, I think that was totally different from my understanding. That's totally different from terms.
Well, in as much as if someone resigns their position, we're able to do two terms, right?
Right.
So have they? Is that the end of then their term, and then are they able to serve again, even if it's only 1 year, and then they resign? Are they able to eventually, maybe in the future at some point, serve again, and then that would be their, quote, second term?
Okay.
That's what I meant.
I think we did a lot of stuff to talk on that one. I didn't mean to open a can of worms, James.
But you did.
But I did. I don't think we can do anything on that one until we meet it.
I mean, it's something to mull around.
We don't need to spend a half hour on it, but I think it's something that we need to decide exactly what we want to do, if we want to ignore it the way it is, or do some changing. So
we'll have to determine whether we meet four times a year as it coincides with not meeting your responsibility by being absent four times in a row, or four times period. So we've got to deal with it sometime down the road here.
Well,
we can't do with one and not the other.
And with four consecutive years, that could be over 2 years.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. We need to determine how many times a year we do meet, and then stick with it. I guess I'm more of the idea that we should have scheduled four meetings a year, period.
Minimum.
If there's nothing, if there's nothing going on, fine, we'll meet and say hi. It's nice to see you again, and off we go.
Yeah.
And that way, it's done. We don't have to worry about it.
You take a variable out of this equation by doing that, by stating that we are going to meet four times a year.
I have to agree that, you know, it's only four meetings a year. And if we happen to come for one meeting and it ends up in 20 minutes, well, so be it. But that establishes that this commission will, in fact, meet on a regular basis, and both members on the committee and people at large who know what we do know that we're going to be there if anything needs to be discussed.
And even if there's nothing there, we should be able to get seven. We should be able to, quorum is seven, right, John? 7 of the 13th? We should be able to get seven here, I hope, for coffee or whatever. Again, I think we've got a little bit a few more avenues to discuss on that, so I don't think we should put it as an action item, but more of a discussion item next time. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with everyone? Okay. Let's see. That was that. We talked about the march. Okay. Is there anything, I think I asked before, but is there anything else somebody else would like to put on for new business next meeting? If not, we'll go back to our other, our regular agenda. Item two was approval of Moorhead City Charter Commission 2015 annual report. Mr. Secretary, do you have anything to say?
Nope.
Okay. Does everybody have, you know, we met a lot of times last year on this, for this annual report, like six or seven, I can't remember, I think it was six. But we sure don't have very many things written on. There's a lot of spinning of wheels or whatever, but I guess like Michelle said, you know, and I may be mixed up, but I thought it was, I thought it was last year that we met more than four, but.
It was 2015.
It was 14 that we had so many?
It was the year that I most met, came in that fall.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
It was 14 last year. Was
pretty. And guess what the center of it was?
Yeah,
and guess what the center of it was? The reason for all that.
Same thing, we're going to be, same thing. Yeah, I mean, anyway, and just skimming this, you know, I mean, everything is, I'm sure Michelle had a tough time even trying to, you know, come up with much to write down here, you know, since there wasn't a lot of action, a lot of talking, a lot of good discussion. But the one thing I need to do here also, at our meeting in September, as a commission, we directed John and Michelle to do some background checking, you know, with people from the past, Morgan Lanning and some other stuff, and they did that at our request, and they spent a lot of time on it, I'm sure, and as far as I'm concerned, did a good job. We did ask them to do it, and I don't think they were thanked for that at the last meeting, so I'd like to thank both John and Michelle for that at this meeting, for the amount of work that you did do that we had requested in that September meeting. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any, are there any changes to the our annual report, which will, I think that goes on to the city council or whatever, whoever takes it under advisement. I guess I'm not sure on that. Okay, and we, I believe we need motion to approve our annual report.
I so move as secretary.
Moved by Ron Hageman, second by?
I'll second.
Darv Landa. Any discussion, Angelique?
That's it. I agree.
I would like, do we want to change the word intense to detailed in terms of discussion here? Minutes policy. James Steen and Darwin Landa would like to see more intense minutes. Do we want to leave it that way, or do we want to change to detailed, which is exactly what we're asking for?
I think the word used at that last meeting was intense. And that's the only reason, I mean, I know what you're saying. Detail is what it means, but I believe that's why Michelle wrote it, because it struck me as kind of a intense word to, you know, to use to explain it. But
do we have the option to change the word at this point?
This is your annual report. You could change the verbiage if
I make an amendment to change the word to detailed.
Okay, there's a motion to change the word intense to detailed. Is there a second?
And I will second that. Yes.
Ron second. Ron Hageman second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
So now we have to vote on the on the overall. Now we have to vote on the acceptance
the
of the report.
Correct.
The amended report. Yeah.
So now it's been amended. A friendly amendment, I understand. So all in favor of approving our annual report as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Last item we have, election of officers, chair, vice chair, and secretary. What is the pleasure of the commission?
I'll move that we leave it as it is.
We can't leave it as it is because Russ has served 2 1-year terms as president. And I have.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've done 2 as vice chair and you've done 2 as secretary. So there's got to be somebody as vice chair. Yeah.
But you've been the chair. I move that Doug moves the chair. Second.
Does Doug want to move to chair? That's the point.
Well, I can't handle it, I'll quit. Can't stand the heat, I'll get out of the kitchen.
Do we need to elect all 3 officers,
yes,
then?
Yes.
Okay.
As a slate or individually?
What's the best way to do that, John? Individually or slate?
It's probably easier individually.
Okay. Do I need to step back from this since I'm acting chair right now?
It's more appropriate if you don't vote on it. You can certainly call for the question. But
okay, there's been a motion and a second.
I make a motion's nomination cease.
Second.
Wait, do we have anybody for vice chair?
We're just one.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All in favor of Doug moving up to chair? Say aye.
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 Opposed? I did not vote.
Yeah, so
let's move to vice chair.
Who seconded the motion to cease nominations?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
That's something else we need to be careful of. That, you know, we get into the swing of things here and we think that Stephanie can read our minds. So.
I'm with you so far. I was in a sorority.
Wait, you've been reading our minds this whole time?
I love it. Okay, Darv?
Vice Chair Michael Friesen.
I make a motion as nomination ceasing.
May I make a statement?
Yes.
Yes. I currently serve on 2 other boards as officer. And although I'm honored by that, I would, at this point this year, I would not want that as a role.
Very good.
Point of clarification?
Yep.
Are you taking your name out of consideration then?
I'll take my name out of consideration for any office on the Charter Commission for this coming year, this year that we're in.
Okay.
Bradley Lista?
Vesta.
First second chair then.
Okay, vice chair, Bradley Vesta. There's a motion. Second?
Second.
Second by Elton Wollman.
Make a motion, nomination cease.
Okay. Who wants to second that?
I'll second.
Julian again. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Secretary?
Who will volunteer?
Crickets.
Another point of clarification. Is secretary also bound by the 2 consecutive 1-year terms limit?
Yes.
it seems like a strange position to have a term limit for, but it makes sense, I guess.
Check.
Yep. An additional point of clarification is Ron at that point.
Yeah.
Yes.
I served 2 years.
All officers are bound by the 2-year term limit. It says no officer shall serve more than 2 consecutive terms, including filling an unexpired.
I make a motion, Julian. Appoint Julian as secretary.
I second.
I would respectfully decline the nomination.
Okay, you are declining?
I am declining, yes.
What does the secretary do? Oh, I see.
Take minutes.
Yeah, take minutes if we push the issue.
Yeah, but they never do.
Remember that detailed stuff we were talking about?
Okay, we need a secretary.
Nominate Angelique.
Oh, for God's sake.
Moved by Steen.
So, potentially, oh, for God, okay. I'll shut up.
There is a discussion, since there's been a second.
I just wanted to clarify what the position entailed, and it was potentially taking minutes and...
That potentially word is pretty vague, but Ron, you want to tell her all of what you had to do the last 2 years?
I don't have enough time to for that.
Nothing. No.
Fair enough.
As long as Michelle or and or Stephanie are doing their job, so to speak, then we're doing our job.
And with point of moving to the different area for our meetings, probably even be less if we're microphone appropriately and with that.
Fair enough.
Point of clarification, I've gotten full of them today for some reason. Do we have actual laid out descriptions of the duties of our officer positions?
It should be in the bylaws.
In the bylaws.
Okay. Bylaws on the second page.
Yeah, it says responsible for commission, records, minutes, and correspondence, supervises and directs administrative assistant, and on or before December 31st of each year submits to the chief judge of the district court, the city clerk, and the commissioners and the commissioner's annual report. And actually, staff really does all of those items.
Maybe it's a redundant position?
If I may direct a question to...
Absolutely.
Would it be the opinion of the city staff, would it be appreciated by an advisable from your perspective to shift that burden from the city staff, as this is clearly not the only commission or governing group that you guys deal with? I mean, since we're taking time to nominate people, I think it's worthy of considering the effort that you guys put into this stuff. Like, I think you can speak candidly, like, would it be helpful to have us more directly abide by the duties as stated?
Well, I can't answer with respect to Michelle, but with respect to my duties, submitting the reports to the courts, it's actually easier for me to do it. It speeds it up because they just, we have contact with the court, they see it on my letterhead, it just speeds it up, so I don't have any problem fulfilling the duties, and I think it's actually more efficient that way. Typically, when we submit, these are the proposed candidates for the commission, or this is the report. It just is a much faster process. I can't speak to what Michelle's duties are, but I know for mine, I don't need any change. So,
how I'm seeing it is, generally, we're going to have a staff. We'll have staff here from city at every meeting. Basically, I think then what the third position is really down to is if you're chair and you're vice chair, if you're going to run a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving yourself three people that generally, if they've accepted that role, chances are at one meeting you're not going to have your three elected officials all gone at one meeting. I think that's what it's really regulating it down to.
Did Brad Bunch would be gone?
Won't be. That often.
Locked right into that. We tried already, didn't we? Okay.
I guess one question, if I may direct to Stephanie. In your opinion, based on, and I know it's your first time taking minutes with us and everything, but do you feel like the workload has been reasonable, or do you think that given we have a secretary position that it should be, that it should have some teeth and responsibility to it?
I really hate to speak to that, just this is my first experience with the charter.
Well, I'm just saying today, And this, you're not speaking for Michelle, maybe I shouldn't be asking this, but just do you feel like what you've been doing today has been reasonable? Just to give mm-hmm. the group an idea of, you know, so we're not taking things for granted, because I don't think this should be a group founded upon taking the work of city staff for granted.
I think just based on what I'll have to do after this meeting, in some ways it's easier because we have kind of a standard look for everything. It's already in our files that we have access to. It'll have to be added to the website, which I know how to do, and no one on this commission would probably be. The training was extensive. Not that no one could figure it out, but it just, you don't need to spend 8 hours of your day learning what I learned for this position. So it's part of my job, but it's not a problem to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
The other
thank
part
you.
It would be done right is what you're saying a little bit. So thank you.
It would maybe save you some frustration.
Yeah, right. From ourselves. I believe we had a motion for Angelique and a second by Athena.
Make a motion to cease nominations.
We can do that.
Second.
Okay. Bradley and Julian for cease nominations. All in favor of Angelique as Secretary and Treasurer?
All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This is the last time I'll ask if there's anything else. Our meeting. We will see you June 8th. Meeting adjourned.
Congratulations.
Yes.
That's not what I was thinking was going to happen this morning.
Happens when you walk in right at
the end.
Yeah. This is what I get for being late.
Good day.
Thanks, Darwin, for the accommodation.
We got you a number 10 key, so you could get in the table. Just seemed like your meetings were picking up and you were having kind of a month after day
too.
And so what we were doing is we were leaving the meetings unlocked on Friday, which isn't that big of a deal. But if the elevator's unlocked before you get there, then it was more of a safety concern.
Yeah,
based
so
on all the safety reasons.
So does that key also unlock?
So the fog that you have gets you into the elevator anytime. We'll get you into any of the
okay, perfect.
Or, I mean, if you get open, so the fog can get you like, in the third floor, so you can go to the third floor conference room. The key would get you in. But I don't think that's the clock. So that's why I know there's an ember in your tray with
I'm with you. If it's not clear in my mind, it screws me up. I want to ask and get it right. So I'd rather have you ask.
You can see everything.